If your idea of early music means Elvis Presley or Louis Armstrong, you need to go back at least a millennium or so for the Cincinnati Early Music Festival. And this is going to happen all through February and into the very start of March as well. It's performances of area musicians with tunes that start out in the medieval era, Renaissance, and Baroque. Annalisa Papano is the artistic director of the Cat Acoustic Consort, and Alice Nutter is the consort's board president, and they're here to guide us through the events that start up on February 1st. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Annalisa, let me start with you because you're the music person, the artistic director. What is early music? What years are being covered? And why do they need a special designation?
Generally, in our art music world, we consider early music generally music of the medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque periods.
What years are we talking about here?
Well, I believe in this festival this year, we're even like probably 1200, 1300, 1500, 1600, 1700. So there's a huge variety.
Okay, all of this, is it straightforward classical, or are we throwing in folk music as well?
Well, we do have a variety. Alice, can you talk to that?
Well, how do you define folk music versus classical once it's 800 or 900 years old? There will certainly be pieces performed that were written by the troubadours in medieval Europe, for example. So that would have been the popular music of its time. I mean, there were no concert halls in those days, so we have church music clearly intended for the church. And then we have other music that people just were listening to for pleasure or performing themselves. So the lines are a little blurrier once you get that far back than they are today, perhaps.
Okay, so we're talking a whole lot of music to draw from, and that means a lot of concerts, too, for this festival that's starting on February 1st. Now, there's no one place for these concerts, and I find it interesting, too, we're talking about different kinds of classical music, and it seems that as time goes on, the venues for the music, as the music got larger, we get larger and, you know, bigger places to play the music, like Music Hall here in Cincinnati. But for this festival that's coming up, the Cincinnati Early Music Festival, we're talking about pretty small places by comparison, right?
That's right. Obviously, at the time, music would not have been amplified in any way, and most musicians today would not amplify early music. So we rely on the acoustics of the space to create the amplification. So we love performing in churches, for example, because they usually have the stone walls and the high vaults that create the overtones that the composers 500 years ago would have expected to hear. So we have quite a few concerts at various churches around town. The older churches are all beautifully designed for this kind of thing. But we branch out as well. We have an event in the Northside Tavern, for example.
No, wait a minute. That's historically correct, too, because you would think that this early music would have shown up in pubs. And so this is 2015, and we've got taverns and bars.
Exactly. We've got a series of concerts at the public library. Again, a public gathering place. In the Middle Ages, it might have been on market day in the town square. Well, that's not very likely in February here in Cincinnati. But we substitute instead places, people come together just to learn new things and hear the news.
What would be some of the standout concerts of this series?
Well, we open with a bang and we close with a bang. The opening concert is Cantigium, which is a small chamber choir, and they will be singing from the whole range of centuries, everything from the earliest printed polyphony that's in existence through, they've got a piece, some of the first music composed in the New World by Spanish missionaries to the Incas. And right up through, they're going to do some Bach. So they're really spanning the centuries, so you can get a real flavor of vocal music throughout all those centuries. And then we close with, of course, Cat Acoustics Concert, which is going to be a beautiful music of high Baroque in France. Jean-Joseph de Mondonville, we've got a soprano coming in from Toronto, Shannon Mercer, and performing a beautiful candlelight concert of music for soprano, partisu, and harpsichord.
Now, can you explain some of that, Annalisa, what she just said? There are some foreign terms in there that I don't think
Absolutely.
Most of us know.
Absolutely. Well, a harpsichord, a lot of people are familiar with this instrument. It's a keyed instrument similar to a piano, but whereas a piano has hammers, a harpsichord has little plectra. Often they used quills, so it sounds like each note is being plucked. many people have not heard of the Pardessus, which is a member of, actually a hybrid member of the viola da gamba family, and that was a bowed-stringed instrument that's played on the lap or on the legs. If you look at it, it looks kind of like a cello, and there were different sizes. And the Pardessus was a combination of a violin and a viola da gamba, because in 18th century France, it was not considered appropriate for a lady of society to play the violin, which was all the rage. Everyone wanted to play the music of Corelli, all this fabulous Italian music. But it wasn't appropriate for a lady to do this. The violin had these kind of lower class associations, and you had to contort your body to play it. So this instrument called the Pardessus was created, and it's about the size of a violin, but it's played on the lap. And we're going to feature that in the catacoustic performance.
Now, there's all kinds of unusual instruments that'll be heard throughout this festival. And are any of these instruments like really the old, I guess, what are they called, authentic instruments of the actual period?
It's kind of hard to come by older instruments. Actually, I'll be playing on the Pardessus, and my instrument is an old instrument. It's from 1754, which, of course, when you compare that to a medieval program from 1300, it's not so old. But when people play these quote-unquote early music instruments, often they're playing on recreations of copies of antique instruments. It's getting harder and harder to find old instruments, although it can be quite special to have one. And some instruments just don't age well. They're like furniture that just, it doesn't improve with age. Like pianos or harpsichords generally don't age well, and you need to have them rebuilt. So occasionally you'll see, well, the same thing with wind instruments. They certainly don't age very well. But oftentimes, bowed string instruments are the ones that really do last and sometimes improve with age. I tell myself that just because it's old doesn't mean it's good. And I mean that not about the music, but about the instruments, because we have a lot of really great makers today who are doing some interesting things with instrument making.
Now, the catacoustic concert, that's your band, that's your group. You'll be doing that last show. Any other times we'll be playing during the festival?
Well, we'll be doing that concert on February 28th. And we also are doing some concerts early in the month, featuring several of our mentees, our young players that we're working with to train in early music style and to learn instruments, in concerts at the public library. Actually, two of our scholarship winners are performing in these concerts. And we're really excited to be playing at four different library branches throughout town.
So, Alice, let me ask you the very important question here. You're a board president, so that means you probably could answer this. How many of these concerts are going to be charged or cost money, and how many are free?
Almost all of them are free. Catacoustic charges, of course, for tickets. One of the operas, Ariodante by Handel, will be charged at Cincinnati Chamber Opera. They keep their fees very low, but they do have a small fee. The two operas presented by CCM require reserved tickets, but they do not cost money. And everything else is free and open to the public,
including the library concerts.
So we're talking a whole month of concerts all around town, various locations, and all this for what we're talking about is early music. It all sounds like a real good time. Lots of music for the Cincinnati Early Music Festival. It starts up February 1st and runs through the entire month. I'd like to thank you both for being here. We've been speaking with Annalisa Papano, the artistic director of the Catacoustic Consort. Alice Nutter is the consort's board president. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
And I'd like to mention, too, that you can find out about all the concerts coming up when you go to our website, wvxu.org. You can get all the information there. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.